Here's the 1-1. There's a shot to center field. Dykstra back right in front of the warning track, makes the catch. He'll gun. Ozzie Smith will tag up from second and go on to third. Jeffries remains at first. So that's two down. That'll bring up Mark Witten. Witten on the night, 1-for-3. As Dutch comes out to the mound to talk to Mark Davis about how to pitch to Witten. Ozzie Smith at third base. Greg Jeffries at first. Big left-hander Mark Davis on the mound for the Phils. Davis checks the runner. The nothing-nothing pitch. There's fouled off by Witten. The count goes to 0-1.
Witten's one of them Bo Jackson type players. He's a big burly player with a low, kind of a low batting average, and he takes his cuts whenever he goes up to the plate.
Does he do Nike commercials too?
I don't know. He might do the Nestle commercials. I'm not sure.
Here's the 0-1 pitch by Davis to Witten. Runners at first and third. Jeffries goes. He'll go in sliding. No throw by Dalton as the runner Smith was on third base. So Jeffries will be credited with the stolen base. That means runners are at second and third. Still two out. The count is 1-1 to Mark Witten. Witten batting 241 on the year. 69 hits and 286 at bats. He's got 7 stolen bases. Make that 8. Here's the 1-1. There's a shot. It'll hit the gap. Incavilla back off the wall. It'll be a double. Incavilla gets the ball into the infield. No, it's called a home run. A home run for Mark Witten. 3 runs will score. Ozzie Smith, Greg Jeffries, and Mark Witten with a big 3-run homer here in the bottom of the 6th. And the Cardinals now lead the Phillies 9-2 on a controversial home run by Mark Witten right over the 375 sign in right center field. Incavilla playing in right field thought the ball had gone off the wall and hustled to get the ball into the infield. But third base umpire Terry Tata ruled it a home run. So a big blow by Mark Witten. Brian Jordan steps to the plate. The first pitch to him is 1-0. So Mark Davis continues to have trouble.
Yeah, he does continue to have trouble. And these St. Louis Cardinals are slowly blowing this game wide open as they have raised their margin to 7 runs.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jordan. That's over for a called strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So just like that, the bases are cleared on one big swing on a 2-1 curveball. Mark Witten put that one right over the 375 sign. Jim Fregosi had a word but didn't argue. The 1-1 to Jordan. That's a called strike. Big heater by left-hander Davis. That brings the count to 1-2. Two outs. Cardinals now lead the Phillies 9-2. Cardinals with 12 hits on the night, and it ain't over yet. Another big offensive showing. The 1-2 pitch by Davis. A curveball down the line. It's going to be a fair ball rolling all the way to the corner. Amaro has trouble handling it. It's in the bullpen. He's going all the way to third. That'll be a stand-up triple for Brian Jordan. So the hit barrage by the Cardinals continues here in the bottom of the 6th. Brian Jordan hit a 1-1 pitch right down the left field line. Amaro had trouble with it in the Cardinals bullpen. And by the time he picked it up to throw it in, the speedster Jordan was already at third base with a stand-up triple.
Boy, these Cardinal fans are getting their money's worth with this high-scoring affair here between the first and second place clubs in the National League East.
It looked to me that that ball almost got caught under his stool, and the usher down there was slow in getting out of the way. So Amaro had all kinds of trouble fielding that ball in the Cardinals dugout.
Not only do you have to deal with the no DH rule in the National League, you have the bullpen on the sideline, you have to deal with getting underneath that their seating arrangement over there.
Jordan at third, that'll bring up Louis Alcia, the nothing-nothing pitch. That's a fastball high and outside. The count goes to 1-0.
L.A. and San Francisco get started in Los Angeles. Nothing-nothing in the first inning.
The 1-0 pitch to Alcia. That's low for a ball. The count goes to 2-0. Alcia 0-2 on the night with the walk. He's 2-7 for the series. Came into tonight batting 319. 38 hits and 119 at bats. The 2-0 pitch, check swing, high for a ball. The count goes to 3-0. So Mark Davis continues to dig himself a hole. Brian Jordan with that stand-up triple stands 90 feet from home plate to give the Cardinals a double-digit lead if he can get there.
You know, it's surprising, Brian. They don't have anybody warming up in the Phillies bullpen.
The 3-0 pitch, that's over for a called strike. Brings it to 3-1.
Looks like they're going to stick with Davis.
Davis gets the sign from Dalton. Checks the runner, Jordan at third. The 3-1 pitch. That's a strike. So Davis has fought his way back to a full count to Louis Alcia. Jordan at third, not being held on by Hollins. There's two outs. The full count pitch. Inside and tight. He walked him. So that'll put runners at first and third. That'll bring up catcher Tom Pagnozzi. Pagnozzi 1-for-3 on the evening.
I'm still surprised they're keeping Davis in here. A pitching coach hasn't confronted him. Nobody in the bullpen warming up. They're sticking with Davis, and he's given up three runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Here's the nothing-nothing to Pagnozzi. There's a shot to center field. It'll stay in the park. Lenny Dykstra waves off Ruben Amaro, and that'll do it. But the Cardinals strike, and they strike big with three runs. Two men left on base on four hits. We go to the top of the seventh inning. The Cardinals 9, the Phillies 2. We're back at Busch Stadium. Brian Mann in the booth. The Cardinals with a 9-2 advantage. They jumped all over left-hander Mark Davis, who had come in to relieve starting pitcher Tommy Green. So Ruben Amaro lead off for the Phillies. Amaro 1-for-2 on the night with a walk. He's 2-for-5 in the series, batting 526. Left-hander Donovan Osborne has gone the distance so far. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's called 2-strike. So the count is 0-2 on Ruben Amaro. It's a final. Montreal beat up on Pittsburgh 9-1. Our game in front of us is pretty much sealed up for the Cardinals. Here's the 0-2. That's high for a ball, 1-2. So Morrow's 1-for-2 with the walk. Donovan Osborne with the 1-2 pitch to Amaro. He takes a nice cut. It's in right field for a hit. Fielded cleanly by Gilkey. Gets it into second base. So the Phillies have got a leadoff base runner here in the top of the seventh inning. They're trailing by 7 runs. That'll bring up second baseman Mickey Morandini.
You think 7 runs is enough?
Well, I do. The way Donovan Osborne has been pitching so far, Kim.
Okay.
I think it's enough. The Phillies' right. Bullpen has just been horrendous all season, particularly their middle relievers. We've seen it with Mark Davis tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Cardinals' bullpen now gets up and working.
Here's the nothing-nothing pitch to Mickey Morandini. That's chopped to the first baseman. He'll turn to second for one. Ozzie Smith neglects to throw it back to first.
Not much he could do. Good slide by the runner. He couldn't have had him anyway.
A 3-6 double, 3-6 singular play. So Morandini's at first base. That'll bring up Ricky Jordan as a pinch hitter. Jordan hitting 273 on the year. 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, and 15 hits. Bills have only gotten 6 hits so far through 6 innings against Donovan Osborne.
Lancaster and Guterman working for the Cardinals. Of course, Lancaster the right-hander, Guterman's the left-hander.
We saw Lancaster very briefly in last night's game. Mm-hmm. Here's the nothing-nothing pitch to Jordan. Fastball is low. The count goes to 1-0 as Morandini
casually walks off first base.
Infielders at double play depth for the Cardinals. Outfielders more or less straight away.
Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jordan. He pops one up. Jeffrey's running down the first base line. He's got a little room. Makes the catch in foul territory. Morangini holds it first. So that's two down here in the top of the seventh inning.
Rod Brewer in the game for the Cardinals, of course, when Mark Whitten rounded first in the last half an inning. Looks like he came up a little bit lame, pulled a hamstring, so we have Brewer now in right field for the Cardinals.
That'll bring us to the top of the order. Lenny Dykstra, he's 1-for-3 on the night, batting 300 for the series. This is the third game, the final and fourth game tomorrow, 12:35 start, business person special.
Cardinals then hit the road, head down to Houston for a weekend series against the Astros. The Astros beat the Cincinnati Reds tonight.
Osborne gets the sign, the nothing-nothing pitch to Dykstra. That's low. Ball one, one and nothing. Morandini not a threat to run.
Good job by Osborne this inning. He gives up the leadoff single and, of course, is able to get the next two batters and quickly has two outs for the Cardinals. Hopefully he can work out of this inning.
The 1-0 pitch to Lenny. Changeup misses. That brings the count to 2-0. There's two outs here in the top of the seventh. The Cardinals did their big damage in the bottom of the sixth. 2-6 and nothing. The line for the Phillies. The Cardinals 9 runs on 13 hits with one error. Here's the 2-0 to Dykstra. That pitch is outside. So Osborne falls behind Dykstra 3-0.
Just when I compliment him, look what he does.
Your bad luck, Kim. You know, all the Cardinals pitchers, even the Phillies pitchers, we saw Rocha for the Cardinals last night, Ben Rivera, get behind a lot of batters in the count. Mm-hmm. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Dykstra. That's a called strike. Lenny was taken all the way.
Good pitch.
Jeffries continues to hug the first base side. Smith and Alcia back at the infield line. Here's the 3-1 to Dykstra. There's a shot. It'll go in to left field. Morandini will go into second base as Dykstra gets a two-out single. That'll bring on Mariano Duncan. So the Phils hoping to itch out run by run in this game.
You know, I was just going to say, even with two outs, I don't feel real comfortable right now because these guys can just pound the ball out of the ballpark.
Joe Coleman will trot out and have a word with his pitcher, Duncan Osborne. The right-hander, Lancaster, is still up in the bullpen. Osborne has thrown a lot of pitches so far tonight.
You know, that's a very good point, and especially in an evening when it's so hot and humid, he has to be tiring, and that maybe is what they're talking about right now. I would hope that if I was Coleman out there, that I would get a straight answer from my pitcher, because you don't want to jeopardize any kind of a lead, even though you have a 7-run lead at this point of the game.
These fighting Phils are known to have staged some miraculous comebacks this year.
Excellent point.
Been unbelievable that they're never out of it. We saw them have a 6 or 7 run advantage last night, and the Cardinals kept etching away. A big offensive series. I'm actually surprised so far.
Yeah.
The first game was 3-1, but 15 runs last night and 11 so far tonight.
I'm surprised at the Cardinals' output. I mean, two nights in a row, they've been able to bang out the hits and score the runs, and that's really not like them.
The nothing-nothing pitch to Duncan. He swings. That'll be a base hit into right field. Larry Boa holds up Mickey Morandini at third. Dykstra goes to second.
Good respect for Bernard Gilkey's arm. It was not a real deep single. Bernard was able to get to it in a hurry and prevent the runner from scoring.
That's going to be all for Donovan Osborne. His manager Joe Torre will come out. I expect to see the right-hander Lancaster. The bases are jammed. Two outs. All three of these runners have gotten on base with two outs. The Cardinals up by 7. John Crux scheduled to bat. So that'll be it for Donovan Osborne. He gets a nice round of applause from the faithful here at Busch Stadium.
It was really a well-deserved round of applause. He got off to a little bit of a shaky start in the first inning, gave up a couple of runs, settled down, pitched a real nice ball game. I just think that your point a couple of minutes ago about him being tired is really the reason he's now headed to the showers.
And it's good for manager Joe Torre that he actually got a lot of innings out of Donovan. Ben Rivera only lasted 5.5 for Jim Fregosi last night, and Orochi got roughed up very early for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. The Cardinals' bullpen has really been used a lot lately, and they could use a strong performance. And I really think that Donovan Osborne did a very, very good job tonight.
Something that amazes me, this 9-2 lead could be a fact of fatigue on the Phillies' part. They had a tough three-game series out in Pittsburgh in which they lost 2 of 3. That was a late Sunday afternoon game. By the time they got here Sunday night, they had to play right again Monday night. It's unusual that you're playing on a Monday, especially tough on the road. So that's 7 straight games, and they fly back to Veterans Stadium for a three-game series on Friday.
Yeah, it's whenever you're on the road, you're right with the travel schedule, flying into cities late. It's always difficult, and that's why you have to give the Cardinals credit for their last road trip, coming off of it with an 8-2 record. That is extremely impressive. And true, you're playing teams like Florida and New York, but you have to beat those kind of teams if you're going to remain in the pennant race.
The left-hander Guterman now enters the game for the Cardinals. Krug should stay in and bat. The base is jammed, 2 outs. Duncan at first base, Dykstra at second, and Mickey Morandini, which started all this 2-out rally, stands at third base, 90 feet away from home.
You know, it's kind of comforting to know that even if you would make a mistake and Kruk would hit one out, you still have a 3-run lead.
It must be comforting. Well, we saw the Cardinals pitcher Urbana get roughed up yesterday. You know where he is right now?
Louisville?
He's in Louisville. You are correct, Mr. Hitz.
Thank you.
Little room for error when you make it up to this time.
You know, you're right. When you're a young player like that, it's probably not good for you mentally. But, hey, you know, that's half the battle of the learning process is coming up, making some mistakes, learning from those mistakes. So when you come back up again, you don't make them again.
So here's lefty versus lefty. Guterman to face his first batter in John Kruk. Kruk 0-for-3 on the night. He's got a .344 average. Bases jammed, 2 outs. We're in the top half of the 7th inning. The Cardinals whooping the Phillies 9-2. Guterman looks in and gets the sign from Pagnozzi. Kruk, with his unusual stance, looks ready to unleash a cannon. Here's the 0-0 pitch to Kruk. The curveball misses outside. Pagnozzi will come out to the mound.
I think he crossed Pagnozzi up a little bit. He wasn't expecting the curveball outside, so they're going to have a little conversation, make sure they have their signals squared away. Did you happen to read the paper today about what Pagnozzi said?
I believe he was upset about not playing yesterday.
Yeah, he was very upset. As a matter of fact, he said that he was more or less on strike from talking to manager Joe Torre. I really don't think he has any complaints at all. I mean, you look at the batting averages. Eric Pappas, the backup catcher, when he came up to fill in when Pagnozzi was injured, did a tremendous job. And you got to keep a guy like that in the lineup occasionally. And I don't think there was anything wrong with Torre putting him back out there last night.
1-0 pitch to Kruk. He takes the called strike. The count goes to 1-1. And besides Pappas hitting, he was very good defensive catcher.
You're right. And one of the raps on him is he didn't have a strong arm, but he did a very good job when he was called up.
Only one stolen base against him last night. He made a couple nice stops on errant throws by Roche. Here's the 1-1 to Kruk. That one's in the dirt. A nice stop by Pagnozzi. The count to 2-1. Again, the bases jammed. 2 outs here in the top half of the 7th inning. The Cardinal faithful have not begun to exit. They enjoy it when their Cardinals are up by 7, I suppose.
Especially when it's against Philadelphia.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Kruk. That's a chopper. That'll be a foul ball down the first base side. The count will go to 2-2.
Guterman having to work a little bit here with John Kruk. Not coming easy.
Kruk is one of those fellows that takes on a lot of walks, along with Darren Dalton and Dave Hollins, all three of them in the top 5 in the National League in terms of freebies.
Yeah, and of course, this is not the time to issue a walk with the bases loaded.
That is correct. So the count stands at 2-2. Guterman looks in to get the sign for Pagnozzi. The 2-2 pitch to Kruk. The curveball just misses inside. The fans don't like it.
Boy, that was close.
So it's a full count, a pressure pitch. The runners will be going with 2 outs.
Guterman trying to get out of a jam. The 3-2 pitch to Kruk. There's a shot. It'll be a foul ball out of play down the third base side.
Have to do it again. Runners were on the move.
Both bullpens are silent at this point.
New York pulls off the victory down in Florida, 7-1. Two expansion teams going at it.
And a 3-2 pitch was fouled off by Kruk down the first base side. You talk about woeful. Let's talk about New York Mets.
Let's not.
Just brutal season.
Yeah,
of course,
really
the Marlins not doing bad with their acquisition of Sheffield last week.
Hey, Dombrowski, he's doing a great job down there. He needed a power hitter. He went out and got a power hitter.
Not picking up these free agents could kill a team like the Cardinals in the next couple years.
Yeah.
And unloading them, such as in San Diego, doesn't help. The 3-2 to Kruk almost hits him in the head. Ball four. Mickey Morandini will score on the freebie. So Guterman comes in, battles John Kruk, but walks him. The score is now St. Louis 9, the Phillies 3. Kruk will slowly walk down to first base. Kruk not a hustler, so
no.
He'll take his time.
I don't think he wants to burn too many calories. Cardinal bullpen going to get active again. Lancaster back up. Also up is the left-hander Murphy.
The nothing-nothing pitch to Dave Hollins. There's a chopper to the third baseman Zeal. He picks it up. He got him. A great play by third baseman Todd Zeal to retire the side.
Excellent play by Zeal. That short hop could have very easily gone into left field. He stayed with it nicely, came up with it, threw him out.
So the Phils strand three. They do get two hits in the inning. One run scores on the walk. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The St. Louis Cardinals leading the Phils 9-3.